State hospital officials say the report is not agreed on the quality or safety of care provided in emergency departments. La Crosse Gunderson Lutheran Trauma Nursing Director Cecile Divetter agrees. Divetter says the report assesses availability of care and emergency medical services training as a whole. And she says it assesses the ability to provide emergency care in a mass casualty situation. She says training is an issue in rural areas since many EMS workers are volunteers.
That's where I think the state has been working very hard to provide additional education and funding for EMS development.
Divetter sits on Wisconsin's Trauma Advisory Council, which has developed a statewide trauma plan. She says the state is making progress training EMS workers.
There has been a great deal of education in the last year through the Department of DHFS and the trauma system in providing increased education regarding mass casualty. There is now a system in place that we call Triage Tuesdays, which is an EMS service to train how to triage all the patients that they see in one day and how that would work into a mass casualty incident.
Divetter says within the year, each region is responsible for training drills that simulate the treatment of 500 patients at a time. The survey ranks Wisconsin 29th among the states. It got poor grades for safety and injury prevention, but those scores are based in part on things like the lack of a helmet law for motorcycle riders. Wisconsin got an above-average score for access to emergency care. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.